Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Criminal or not? Were the operations undertaken by the fascist physicians who carried out the Nazi medical experiments legal?
This man should lose his license. He should not be able to practice in his field. He should not be able to try and help people who have mental health issues achieve better mental health because he's a wild ass bigot. You don't take my word for it. I'm just a wild leftist who likes to call people names on the internet. That's okay, fine. Please watch his content. Listen to the words that come out of his mouth. Nor as woke moralists, we'll see who cancels who. I'm so happy to be able to break this story to you. If you didn't already know, it's fantastic. Jordan Peterson has lost. We saw who canceled whom, and 'twas him that was canceled. Yes, the woke moralist won. Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations, every person who has been infected by the woke mind virus. Collectively, us, the hive woke mind, we hath woked. The great wokening has occurred, and Jordan Peterson has been defeated. Yes, we're going to be having lobster dances. Actually, Danarchist, do you have any Jordan Peterson remixes that we can use? Is there a Jordan Peterson? Do you have something filled with like, oh, pure as woke moralist, we'll see who cancels who? Or something like that. If you didn't know, this stuff dates back to Jordan Peterson being just a wild boy on the internet. He's got a lot of opinions, like all of us, and he likes to give them. And as you all know, he's not exactly tethered in what he says online, and his beliefs, even if they're horny, even if grandpa's feeling a little frisky at 2 a.m. telling everybody who is hot or who is not. I'm sure you all saw the Sports Illustrated model.
Not beautiful. No amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that.
So this is the Sports Illustrated model in question. And he was getting very, very upset about this. This apparently is totalitarianism. Just like the great authoritarians throughout history, Stalin, Mussolini, those who would come forward and be like, you have to do this. You are no longer allowed to believe in your Christian God. You must bow before this imagery. And I would be like, yes, please. But Jordan Peterson, you know, he wanted everyone to know that he did not want to smash at that time. And so he said, so I told my staff to change my password to keep me from temptation. And I am departing once again. If I have something to say, I'll write it in an article or make a video. If the issue is not important enough to justify, then perhaps it would be best to just let it go. Let it go. Now, this isn't directly related to the court case, or maybe this was brought in as part of the evidence of his downfall, but I think it's just a great moment to illustrate, like, what the why is this person considered to be the intellectual of the intellectual dark web? Like the intellectual, like Dr. Jordan Peterson, you know, the man who can do no young. Every single thing that he says, that he comes forward with, every idea, every little comment is sillier than the one that preceded it. And time again, I'm like, you realize he's kind of silly though, right? Like you shouldn't really be taking this man seriously. he's just like an old Canadian racist. And that's what he is. He's an old Canadian racist, and he does have some opinions. Maybe credit where credit is due to Elliot Page. His abs. What a mighty set of abs. That dude crushed Jordan Peterson and his brain. It could not compute. It just suddenly, that was one grandma's brush too far. Where all of a sudden Jordan was, oh God, what, look at this. Authoritarianism has a new form, multiple forms, six of them ridges. I can't stop looking at it. Oh God, glistening in the moonlight, those abs do. So he got real mad. He decided that he had to involve himself in Elliot Page's biz and was like, you know what? I refuse to have to use pronouns. Yes, names. People. Like, again, very basic stuff. You would think that, like, a doctor, especially within his field, by the way, we should iterate. I gotta stress, this is his shit. Like, with Sam Harris, you can definitely point out, Sam Harris shouldn't be involved in race science. That's not his field of expertise. The man does the, what is he? He's a neurologist, right? A brain, I don't think he's a brain surgeon, but like, okay, let's look this up. Sam Harris. Sam Harris. Forbidden knowledge. Oh, Sam Harris, Charles Murray came up right away. Sorry. Going right into the race science a little too quick here, but he's a neuroscientist. All right. He is a neuroscientist. So a neuroscientist shouldn't specifically suddenly be like, by the way, I just want to talk about crime rates. And I think that it's really important that we also look at IQ testing. And I think
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think that Charles Murray was misunderstood and maybe improperly vilified by the scientific community. At the end of the day, all he was doing was reporting on data, and if that data happened to be broken into artificial categories that, again, aren't scientific, so if we have an idea like race, so we'll say black people, white people, how big are their brains? What do their brains weigh? We have to pull out the old caliper. Like, then we can say, Sam Harris, you're a clown. You're a bozo. You're a clown man. We shouldn't take you seriously. This is not your field of expertise. You're going deep into realms of sociology, history, criminology, and you're not really understanding any of these topics to any degree outside of just maybe your own inherent racism seems to be really pouring out, and you're doing a lot of the 1350 shit, and now you've got the, like, the granddaddy of fucking Crane... measuring Mr. Charles Murray and the bell curve here. Great. Let's not do this again. We don't have to like, this is not someone coming from the most rational position, but with Jordan, this is his field. Specifically, if he's supposed to start learning about concepts like, you know, the DSM-5, update his understanding from the DSM-4, from the DSM-3 prior to that. Like, if he has to understand his knowledge on a topic when it's something that, again, the entirety of the scientific community that investigates these elements of how we understand both the human body and our relationship to things like hormones, chromosomes, the human development and the very development of sex, the determination of whether or not someone can or cannot be a boy or a girl. What are those? Are they social constructs? Is it related to biology? What elements of biology influence those social constructs? How do we understand that and our relationship to it? All of this, again, every major medical association in both the United States and Canada, I'm pleased to announce, places like the Endocrine Society, who understand the relationship between hormones, how they impact the body, the evidence on this is conclusive at this point. Insofar as that, if we want better outcomes in the way that we practice things like medicine and how it impacts both our lives and the lives of those around us, there are things that we can do that are very widely understood and accepted within that community. And it's a good idea for us to follow those practices and for there to be a governing body that has oversight over all of this, you know, that has the ability to go over these topics and suddenly be able to present them in such a way that, hey, we should license you. You should be a licensed psychologist. You should be a licensed psychiatrist. You should be able to prescribe very powerful, mind-altering drugs insofar as you think that this is going to have an outcome or a benefit towards an individual that could perhaps improve their quality of life, in that the medicine is not going to be worse than the outcomes that they'll receive. Yeah, that's a good thing. This is all a good thing. This is a good thing that we have governing bodies that can do this kind of stuff, so that if there's old cranks, you know, people who have been advocating to their audience that you should be able to overcome obstacles simply by will and cleaning up one's room, which, by the way, cleaning up your room is good. I'm not here to tell you not to clean up your room. Clean up your room. It's good. It's good to be healthy. It's good to clean up your clothing, to wash yourself. It's good to strive to achieve goals. It's good to make goals and then work really hard towards achieving them, to maximize yourself and to be the best version of yourself that you can be. That is all true. But all this hatred and bigotry, that again, just the transphobic old racist working through some shit, but doing it publicly. And so I'm making an argument that I think is completely valid, that Jordan Peterson is to lose his medical license if he doesn't take a course. I think sometimes people forget the stakes here. Just so everyone's clear, because even, like, you know, what is to be considered one of the future prime ministers of Canada made statements about this today, saying that this is a war on free speech. It's not. Insofar as you think any single person should have the free speech to be able to practice medicine without a license. If that is what you believe, if you think free speech means that human beings should be able to practice medicine without a license and there should be no oversight or governing body towards that, that anyone at any point, you could go on to Craigslist today and be like, I can't afford heart surgery. Anyone can do that, and anyone who wants to can name their price and be like, sure, $25 heart surgery, if they have no expertise or understanding of it whatsoever, can then perform heart surgery. The person will die. Mathematically, statistically speaking, they'll die very quickly, by the way, without any understanding of what you're doing, no medical expertise, no equipment, no nothing. They'll die, so the people will just die, and then that person can either collect their money or walk away from that experience without having committed it. Because, again, he wasn't killing somebody. He offered a service. It just didn't work out. Luck of the draw, really, right? There should be nothing, no oversight into this. You know, let's get real libertarian with it. You know, this is fucking ANCAP shit. But to an extreme level that I even think ANCAPs would be like,
response to the decision of an actor named Ellen Elliot Page. I am employing this awkward and impossible naming style because it is now apparently mandatory, and I'm probably doing it wrong nonetheless, as you're doing it wrong is the whole point of what has been made mandatory. But also, I'm trying to make a point.
Oh.
I've essentially been banned from Twitter as a consequence. I say banned, although technically...
I forgot how ridiculous this shit was. Because again, this dude, he's a fucking masterclass. Not of psychology, I know, ironically. But he's a masterclass in turning things, benign, small stakes. Like, there is, like, again, the stakes are so low on this shit. Turning that into a cause and getting people to believe in him. Like, I think I first discovered Jordan Peterson because I was just getting out of my atheist phase and just starting to be like, Sam Harris fucking sucks. And someone's like, hey, there's the Sam Harris episode with a Canadian, some famous Canadian professor. I don't know if you've heard of him, Jordan Peterson. You should listen to it. And on comes Jordan Peterson to talk about how Bill C-16 or C-17 in Canada is on the verge of turning Canada into this dystopia where speech is policed and you're not allowed to not use proper pronouns in the English language, as we've done for hundreds of years. You're supposed to learn new made-up nonsense like Z and Zer, and if you don't do it, then you can go to jail. They'll put you in Canadian prisons for this shit. And Sam Harris took him so seriously. C-16, thank you. He took him so fucking seriously. Like, on that podcast, like, Jordan Peterson comes on there and he's like,
I was shocked to learn that other individuals weren't prepared to acknowledge the severity of having draconian measures imposed upon population in such a way that we were simply to accept it.
Oh, bloody hell, I know. They're going to throw us all one after the other in jail. In jail, they're going to lock us away.
Distinguished by color, race, religion, national, ethnic, origin, age, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression, or mental or physical disabilities. Again, it's not controversial once you read it out and you point out that, yes, gender identity should be protected in the same way that we protect other things, such as race. I mean, this will protect you for your gender, even if your gender is man. Cis men. Sissies. To my sissy dudes. Boys. My boys. Hey. You get protection too. It means you can't be discriminated against. It means, hey, an employer can't fire you because you're a guy. You can't be like, ah, fucking men suck. They, in fact, do not. Dudes do not rock. I don't feel dudes rock. You got to get the fuck out. Or if someone wants to rent you a place, right? They can't be like, I'm not going to rent you an apartment. Why? Because you're a dude. I don't rent apartments to bros, bro. Well, there you go. You get protection. You know, you can't discriminate on people based on their gender identity. You can't do that. It's a good prediction. I think it's uncontroversial once people hear it.
But the suspension will not be lifted.
Oh, this is the old one. This is the one that got turned into all the memes. Sorry. I shouldn't waste time with the actual video. Let's get right to the memes.
Acknowledging that my tweet violated The Twitter rules. Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
What is thy bidding?
The trans surgery enterprise is now a $300 million per annum growth industry.
I have felt it.
I've essentially been banned from Twitter.
How is that possible?
A few days ago, I penned an irritated tweet.
This one's really good. Who made this one? Oh, we want to give credit where credit is due. Shout out to Cheesy Sombrero. If you enjoy this little piece of art, go check out the YouTube channel Cheesy Sombrero, who made the memes. Good job, Cheesy Sombrero.
In response to one of the latest happenings on the increasingly heated culture war front, in response to the decision of an actor named Ellen Elliot Page, I am employing this awkward and impossible naming style because it is now apparently mandatory and I'm probably doing it wrong nonetheless, as you're doing it wrong is the whole point of what is being made mandatory.
He's just a boy.
Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
It's not true. You're lying. That's impossible.
Chancellor, I know no one seems to want to discuss this, but if we're to be prepared for any eventuality, then it can't be ignored any longer.
Time to invest, both in the requisite surgical skills and perhaps in any industry associated with this vicious and unconscionable.
It's just like, again, it works so well because it's just so wild that he is losing his mind over his like clear and apparent addiction to Twitter. And like, he's a weird poster, right? Like, I can't put it on screen, but you all know that he was fooled by someone like implying that like, what is it? Cock milking fetish porn was actually a Chinese communist breeding program. And then he retweeted that to his millions of followers, some of whom are children, by the way. There's going to be people who are not fully adult, 13 years or over, can have a Twitter account. Some of his followers are certainly young boys that I appeal to teach them about my Machiavellian schemes. Well, a couple of those children, you know, were probably exposed to you sending them cock milking fetish porn. And that cock milking fetish porn was not a Chinese communist breeding program. And that's Jordan Peterson. Like, he clearly has a problem. Most people would recognize it and be like, sir, I mean, it kind of hurts your entire ethos as some kind of, you know, esteemed intellectual when you lose your shit publicly to Elliot Page's abs. When, like, Elliot Page's abs can break your brain in this way? Like, you're an empire, sir. You're a titan. You're an industry. You're international. You fly to countries all around the world giving these massive stadium-sized lectures about cleaning up your room and why the Bible actually was right and stuff like that, just, like, masquerading around as self-help shit.
Fad, primarily entangling, as such things so often do, the youthful and female. And I'm not taking down that tweet or acknowledging that my tweet violated the Twitter rules. Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
Oh, so good. To everyone asking for the links, this is just a playlist. These are a whole bunch of different channels. This is Kex, that was Cheesy Sombrero, Z66, Josh Batham. The reason I'm not like, hey, by the way, I'm now going to endorse and send you every one of these links is I have no idea whether or not these channels, for the most part, are just meme masters, if they're lefties, if they're progressives, or if they're the alt-right. I don't know much about each of these channels. It's just a collection of Jordan Peterson memes. But yes, absolutely, credit where credit is due to the artists that have created that. Prior to that, you saw Emperor Peterson. Peterson. That was Cheesy Sombrero. This one is Chancellor Peterson addresses the party. V for Vendetta. And now Jordan Peterson in Half-Life 2 by Z66.
Hello, everyone. A few days ago, I penned an irritated tweet in response to one of the latest happenings on the increasingly heated...
I'll check it out later, Cuscus. Don't spam links, though. You're going to get timed out.
Culture war front. I've essentially been banned from Twitter as a consequence. I say banned, although technically I have been suspended. But the suspension will not be lifted unless I delete the hateful tweet in question, and I would rather die than do that.
So that was kind of the saga. He did make a very hateful, transphobic, horrifying. Like, again, the guy was completely obsessed with Elliot Page's abs, but like just starts talking about how, like, oh God, mutilated her body. How could they do this to her? She, her, Caesar. I don't know what's going on. So he does all this shit. And then, you know, he is made apparent by members of his family and around him that apparently you do have a problem with Twitter. You shouldn't be using it the same way. He tries to quit. He does that whole thing where he's like, I'm giving up my passcodes. I'm going to be like, you know, not posting outside of promoting my own material. He breaks so fast because the guy is like, there's people who are addicted to Twitter. Like, I have a mild Twitter addiction. I'll say medium Twitter addiction. But like, I don't need it every second of the day, all day, every day. Like, I'm not, if you'll see, I'll go through like maybe like a burst of like, oh, Lance posted a bunch for like, you know, an hour or 2 hours or so, but like he is just like every 10 to 5 minutes, sometimes like minutes apart, just like thing after thing after thing, you know, like, oh God, fuck you, Justin Trudeau, draconian bullshit, fuck you, Joe Biden, communist sympathizer, fuck you, cucklord 66 saying that I love my grandmother, like it's just like it's that non-stop, and you're like, holy fuck, my dude, he's just like, he spends all day sucked into that machine, just feeding it back and forth non-stop. It's like, it's so intense. So among the things that he tweeted out, he'd also mocked someone and suggested that they unalive themselves. You know, like the way he worded a tweet to somebody who had, in fact, you know, expressed that they had had, you know, problems in the past with mental health and stuff like that, suggested that they unalive themselves. You know, if this world is so troubling, maybe you should leave it or something like that, which within the realm of your profession was added to numerous complaints that were levied against Jordan Peterson, including, yes, the man is an out and proud bigot against trans people. He hates trans people, which is really fucked up for someone within his profession not to do any learning on that topic, because again, if this was something in which he was talking about improving the quality of mental health, he could see demonstrably, scientifically, with incredible amounts of accuracy, we have been able to determine that in fact people who transition, including children, do not overwhelmingly regret it later in life. It is a very small percentage of the general public that seeks out to transition medically, but among those who do, the satisfaction rates and the improvement of their own mental health is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. So for you to stand in defiance of that is for you to stand in defiance of all of the science on this subject, of every major medical association that have combined so many different disciplines and fields, by the way. This isn't simply endocrinology. This isn't simply psychology. This isn't simply one specific field, but a multitude of them combining their research to determine that this, in fact, does have incredible outcomes for people who need it. To reject all of that and continue down a bigoted crusade, you know, in the same way that eugenicists were talking about how different, like, races had different levels of intelligence, that they shouldn't intermix because that would dilute certain racial purity. Like, you know how all that is now seen as complete and utter quackery? That is the same level of quackery that he now is applying to things like gender identity and having, you know, the ability to seek and receive healthcare if you happen to need, you know, that available in your life. It's fucked up. It's a very strong case to be made forward for someone who doesn't practice in his field anymore. Like, that's the other thing. This whole, that the stakes are so low for so many reasons. One, at worst, if Jordan Peterson refuses to abide by these rules, he loses his license to practice and he doesn't have an active practice anymore. So zero clients lose a doctor. He just wants it as a ceremonial thing. And he doesn't lose Dr. Jordan Peterson. He's already got his doctorates. You don't lose that title. So he maintains the title of Dr. Jordan Peterson. He simply, if he so choose randomly, can't practice in that field as in take on new clients or take on existing clients and then charge money for the field of his practice. He can't do that if he's not licensed by the board. That's at worst the consequence he will face. If he doesn't want that, he doesn't have to, by simply taking a course about his online behavior being abhorrent, of which it is demonstrably abhorrent. You're going after marginalized folk on a regular basis with a huge platform and an army of people who follow you who could seriously affect those people's mental health when a whole bunch of Jordan Peterson fans come down on them and suddenly start calling them all these dehumanizing names and language and stuff like that. Yes, that is something you are doing. You are impacting the mental health of lots of other human beings, and you're doing it as a member licensed by the board. It's totally within their purview. In fact, I don't think they're doing shit. Like, I think this, again, the board a long time ago could have completely made an example of you and been like, oh, yes, no, we revoke his license. Absolutely. We're not going to tolerate someone who is directly going to impact our discipline and field in such a horrifying way, in direct rejection of all of this kind of stuff. Ontario's highest court has shut down psychologist and author Jordan Peterson's request to overturn a lower court decision that he take social media training, something his profession's governing body ordered after finding some of the commentary degrading, demeaning, and unprofessional. A three-day panel, the judge on the Ontario Court of Appeal, released a brief written decision on Tuesday that gave no reasons other than the state the judges had reviewed and rejected Peterson's attempt to file unspecified fresh evidence to the court. I will also add that Jordan Peterson publicly shared a Google Drive that had sensitive information related to the people who were filing the complaint, and he posted that on his fucking Twitter, on his social media. And after it was revealed to him what he had done, he obviously deleted the Google Drive link or disengaged it. But that's also very fucked up in the midst of all this. Some would say very unprofessional behavior, not becoming of someone of your license status. Last August, three Superior Court judges, comprising a panel of divisional court, ruled it was reasonable for the College of Psychologists in Ontario to order Peterson to take a course on professionalism communications. The governing body for psychologists made the order after receiving numerous complaints over Peterson's commentary, which has been criticized for attacking feminism and racial diversity. Last summer's 17-page ruling said the coaching was a, quote, reasonable next step, since Peterson ignored earlier CPO advice to adopt a, quote, respectful tone in his public commentary. This is not like the free speech battle that a potential Prime Minister of Canada is making it out to be publicly, and everyone in the US is buying up. I guarantee you, once again, this is going to be a thing where he successfully convinces a whole bunch of people. Like, first, it's going to be Dave Rubin. Dave Rubin will have or at least do a segment on it. Like, can you believe this is happening? It's 1984. It's happening right now. Yeah, the cancel culture. You're seeing it. And then all of a sudden, Sam Harris will have him on, and then Joe Rogan will have him on, and then Tim Pool will put him on, and every single person, one after the other, is going to be like, it's pretty crazy that, like, the government of Canada, you said, came after you. Like, Justin Trudeau personally took away your ability to speak in Canada. He's trying to silence you. And this is because of the trans. Yeah, the trans lobby. They did that. The trans lobby successfully convinced the Prime Minister of Canada, Communist Canada, to go full commie on your ass. So you're in the gulags of Canada. That's fucked up. Fucked up, bro. Holy shit. If someone was a pediatrician, okay, and when they weren't practicing medicine, and they were not working on medicine, they were making YouTube videos on how drinking bleach will give you health benefits of any kind, shape, or sort. And they were pushing that and using their status as a doctor. Like, they were saying, by the way, I am a practicing doctor, and I'm just here to tell you that if you do this following action, you will receive good health benefits from doing this thing. If you were putting that out there, if you were then vilifying people who said that you were harming others, that you were a quack, that you were directly impacting people, what if you even got a real racist with it? What if you were like, yes, and this is something that I specifically want to say that Indigenous people should try tomorrow, just Indigenous people. Like, if you were doing all of that, would it not be within the purview of a licensing board to be like, yeah, so this is technically not while you're practicing medicine, but you're using your massive account, your social media following, to directly impact the health of individuals that you yourself were sworn to protect in getting this license. Like, this is kind of the entire purpose of wanting to practice medicine, to help people. but you are doing things that is directly going to impact their mental health in horrifying ways. Whether you are vilifying marginalized communities and committing actions which have been demonstrated and are scientifically demonstrated to negatively impact the mental health of children, especially children who may be gender transitioning, who may be gender questioning, who may not really completely understand their own gender identities, who may be picked on, who may be bullied, who may be vilified. And then in addition to that, you are contributing towards that by going after major celebrities who they may look up to, someone like Elliot Page, someone who they may have suddenly realized, hey, I'm normal like him. Hey, I'm just like him. Holy shit. Yeah, it's really cool that someone like him is showing me all this kind of stuff, that I can be myself and all this kind of, like, all of that suddenly is going to have an impact upon your life and the children's life. Like, yes, it is so reasonable for the fucking the licensing board to be like, you're going to lose your license. Or, you know, to take a small, or take a small course. No stakes. To take a teeny little course. I bet it's online. I bet it's an online course. He also promised that if he was forced to do this, by the way, and Jordan Peterson, I am calling you out. You have said publicly and stated publicly that if you were forced by the board to go through this course, that you were going to broadcast it, that you were going to film it, and that you were going to show the world, and I want my receipts. I am coming. I am claiming. I am owed my due. I want to.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Watch it. I want to see it. I'm so excited. I bet you it's again going to be the most minimal, the least controversial. It's going to be like, so we just want to talk about things like, have you heard of implicit bias?
Oh my God, 1984, it's happening. I knew it.
On the X platform has not commented on the court ruling by early Tuesday evening. His X feed features links to information about his upcoming Who We Wrestle With God speaking tour kicking off on Rhode Island earlier this month. A VIP meet and greet package is available for $448 US. Yeah, fucking, I don't know. If you want to forego having enough money to make rent this month, maybe, you know, take a big chunk of that out and go for the VIP package and meet the Lord your God, Jordan Peterson, in fucking person. Potential future Prime Minister of Canada, the leader of the Conservative Party, fascist Milhouse, you may have heard of him. He posted this. Another outrageous attack on free speech as regulators trying to force Peterson into a re-education program for expressing the politically incorrect views. This is culture of censorship Trudeau has created, and I will reverse. Please don't fucking go after medical boards. That's what is being proposed here. You know, memes aside, jokes aside, that's what's going on. If a medical board doesn't have the ability or the authority, and it can't be upheld by a court of law to be able to have a standardized practice, to be able to oversee that standardized practice, and then to remove the license of people who do not abide by it for the interest of public safety, people will die. Do not let a bunch of people die so Jordan Peterson can parade around and do this shit. Don't forget, this, it's the same dude. It's this guy who is comparing people receiving medical treatment, such as gender-affirming care, to Nazi experiments in this video.
I must say that I have video. Some post-coital, so to speak, regrets about that.
Post-coital? I had no idea what moment I was going to click on, but that was an oddly... What
are you yes, post-coital regret.
It is clearly the case that the surgical operation performed by the butchers who butchered Elliot / Ellen was legal. So, was it criminal or not? Were the operations undertaken by the fascist physicians who carried out the Nazi medical experiments legal? Yes.
This man should lose his license. He should not be able to practice in his field. He should not be able to try and help people who have mental health issues achieve better mental health because he's a wild-ass bigot. You don't take my word for it. I'm just a wild leftist who likes to call people names on the internet. That's okay, fine. Please watch his content. Listen to the words that come out of his mouth. Look at his, you know, Chinese communist breeding program milk fetish porn posts. You can see, not exactly someone who I believe is going to be able to achieve better health outcomes. In fact, if anything, I think he's actively working to make people's mental health worse globally. That is the force of which he impacts the world.
Under the laws of the time. But were they criminal? I'll leave that question up to you to answer. And further, perhaps it might...
Again, just take yourself out of the culture wars for a couple seconds here, because one person's culture war is another person's existence. It's another person's civil rights, right? So for trans people, us cis folk who impose our will upon trans people and it, like, honestly make their lives shittier, that's coming from cis people, we need to stop doing this, because if it was done in another field or category, you would see this for how ridiculous it is. If there was someone who receives knee surgery, between 20 to 30% of people who receive knee surgery regret knee surgery. All right. We're talking about something where less than 5% of people who receive gender affirming care end up regretting it. In many studies, it's less than 1% of people. So again, that is something where it's very conclusive that this has enormous benefits for people who need it and who seek it out. And there should be, and there is, thankfully, checks and balances to be able to get gender affirming care in both like Canada and the United States. Like there is absolutely no such thing as a revolving door where children walk into a hospital and they have their genitals mutilated and then they leave and they're like, oh, but I thought I might be gay, and then they have no idea what happened. No, that is a myth propagated by transphobes and homophobes who just think that a bunch of confused children don't know what they're talking about and doctors are just like, paycheck, ka-ching. That is not the situation. This is about denying health care to other human beings. That's all this is. And if he went after people who got knee surgery, he's like, oh, yeah, apparently they think it's all right to go to a doctor and get butchered, but the butchers of knees are the same as the surgeons who were... Like, no, you'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about, old man? Stay the fuck out of my hospital. Like, get out of the office. Get out of the operating table. What? Your consent is not necessary in this scenario. You're not a part of this. In any way, should get out. What are you doing here, old man?
Might be objected.
Yeah, or breast implants. Guess what, everybody? Teenagers in America, in US of A, get plastic surgery. A lot of it. Cis teenagers do. The majority, the overwhelming majority of plastic surgery that is done on teenagers is done to cis teenagers. Like, just almost all of it. All of it. There is no crusades there. There's no one going after teenagers who are getting nose jobs, who are getting tummy tucks, who are getting liposuction, who are getting breast implants. Over 5,000 teenagers every year in the United States get breast implants. Where's the crusade there? Where is it? Well, oh, genital mutilating, blah. We need to protest in the streets. Stop the titties. Point out the fact that the leader of the Conservative Party tweeting this out, this is fucked. Another outrageous attack on free speech. No, it's not. It's absolutely not. And again, this is not an outrageous idea.
A higher court in Canada has ruled that the Ontario College of Psychologists indeed has the right to sentence me to re-education camp. There is no other legal avenues open to me now. It's capitulated to me that he, your guts, and the adult-painted woke mob are lose my professional license. Congratulations, you win this round. Mark my words, however, the war has barely started. There is nothing you can take from me that I'm unwilling to lose. So watch out. Seriously, you've been warned.
Yeah, it's seriously. I can't hate this man. This beautiful, racist man. how about 3 items per person per year, you bloody fascists? That's what the C40 tyrants are aiming at. You'd control everything in the name of the planet. UN development. Today, people are buying 60% more clothes than 15 years ago, but they're only wearing them half as long. There is an urgent need to change our consumption and production system.
How about 3 items? Ah, bloody fascist, this is fascism!
I mean, it all makes sense now. Remember that, like, that music video he just put out, and it's just like, it's just wild. It's about like drinking yourself to death, and honestly, it's more about his enemies drinking themselves to death for not realizing the tyranny that they're imposing upon the planet, because he's got the world so upside down, being this like insanely rich celebrity who's also just got this worldview where it's like, yeah, no, you need to become super rich. Everyone does. Everyone has to become a billionaire, and if everyone becomes a billionaire, all the problems of the world go away. And then you're like, that's not, so you can't have that. It doesn't work that way. In order to have the billionaires, you need billions of people who have nothing. That's that. This is how that it goes like this, you know, the upside down funnel. That's how you get people at the top. We're about to have the world's first trillionaire. We couldn't have one. And again, unless we had billions of people who have nothing. That's how we achieve that in that direction. Otherwise, that there would be not as many. Not as many millionaires and not as many billionaires. See how that works?
Ecocide. That's what the working class people will be charged with doing while they're trying to live. And the elites are trying to sacrifice them to the always bloodthirsty blood quantum goddess of nature.
There will be those still suffering from the delusion that Canada is a free country who will welcome this decision. But rest assured,
sleeping Canucks sheep, your charter of rights is a facade. The petty tyrants of the administrative state, that's you, CP Ontario, have you just where they want you, and you will be fleeced while you bleat.
My God. Probably not someone who should have a license to practice medicine.
Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Can you please hit the like and subscribe button and maybe leave a comment? It really does help the videos out. But first, the people who produce everything you see before you and make this entire channel possible. Amazing Fletch, Anna Loves Riley, Arian McCarthy, Cheryl Alvarez, Doug Caddy, Everything Important, Hagbard Celine, Multi Mondi, Omni, Peanut Butter Blondie, Political Puppy, Quiet 185, Rachel K, Riley and Anna, Roller Dragon, Ruby K, Cernicus, Spinach Monster, Stellar Vision, Sebastian DeMel, Trevbot.exe, Words Greenwood, and Travis McClinton. And also, thank you to every other person who helps fund this show. Their names are on the screen right now. It would not be possible without every single one of them. We cannot thank you enough. And if you want to join the Patreon, please come to patreon.com/theserfs and help us exist.